KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. We've all had the experience where someone says, "Hey, you know who you look like?" I was once driving onto a studio lot and was detained by the guard because he thought I was the actor Jack Black and wanted to tell me how much he liked my work. I went on Atkins that day. Someone once told me that in certain low-light conditions, I look a little like the actor Ray Liotta. Not like the young Ray Liotta, he clarified. The one where he's in between projects and really hitting the bread. I don't sound like either one, of course, which means I can never make a living as a Jack Black or between projects Ray Liotta impersonator, assuming that such a living could be made. The trick to impersonations, as everyone knows, is getting the voice right. Back in the 1970s, impersonators like Rich Little and Fred Travellina had big careers impersonating Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter, respectively, even though there really wasn't a physical resemblance. If you can do the voice, you can do the person, I suppose, but the key really is the person you can impersonate should be popular or notorious or in some way desirable for audiences. I mean, the guy who did a dead-on George W. Bush really made bank for a solid 7 or 8 years, I'm pretty sure, and then it all must have stopped suddenly when the caravan moved on. I got a call from a friend of mine the other day, desperate for some help. "Do I know," he asked, "of any really good Donald Trump impersonators?" He needed one for an event and said the words that everyone in show business, no matter how rich or famous, no matter what sector, motion picture, TV, carnival act, always wants to hear, which are, "We are willing to pay a lot of money." I didn't know of one, as a matter of fact, which seems like an indication for a big fat market opportunity. I'm sure somewhere there are Trump lookalikes showing up at parties and corporate team-building offsites, but someone along the lines of Daryl Hammond, who does a fairly dead-on Trump for Saturday Night Live, available for hire, as yet unemerged. But somewhere, you know it, right this minute, there's a guy who has been told that in the right light he looks a little bit like Trump, practicing his Trump in the mirror, getting the voice right, the pooched-out lips, experimenting with hair swirls, and that someone is probably the biggest Donald Trump supporter around because celebrity and political impersonators can only go as high as their originals. I mean, no one's doing Joe Biden, and the guy who did George W. Bush, we all hope, saved his money. Now, there's a word for a performer who has lost his or her cachet. We call it a boat act, meaning appears on cruise ships mostly, meaning people won't pay to see it. But if it's there and free, who knows? In New York City right this minute, if you Google Donald Trump impersonator NYC, there are about 4 possibilities, none of whom look much like him. I'm not sure how they sound, but you'd think that New York City, which has been in the Donald Trump business for almost 3 decades, would have more than 4. The website I looked at has 4 Lucille Balls, for heaven's sake, and 9 Justin Biebers, and 8 Bill Clintons, and 3 Charos, ask your parents, and 1 Salvador Dali, which I suspect is really just a costume bit with a mustache appliance, not really an act per se. Right now, there's only 1 Hillary Clinton, which should concern the former Secretary of State. But what no one knows right now is which impersonators are the next Travellinas or Littles or Hammonds and which are boat acts. Well, I mean, we're all boat acts eventually, even politicians. And that's it for this week. Next week, we retroactively save an entire news channel. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.